Hey family, my name is Jody.
And I'm Jamie.
And welcome back to Maternity Leave. We are so excited for the last episode of season one. So stay tuned. We're going to take a moment tonight to really reflect on the journey of recording the first season of Maternity Leave. But first, you know, we have to start with a mental health check-in. We're going to do something a little different. We're still going to do the mental health check-in, but we're also going to ask a question. So the question is, use a destination to describe how you're feeling. So first we're going to do mental health check-in and a destination to describe how we're feeling. I can go first because I can see Jamie's face right now. So I'm doing well overall. It's been a tough week. Baby's been a little bit sick. But a destination to describe how I'm feeling. This isn't a specific place, but where the two oceans meet, because I feel like, you know, there are times they come together and then there are times that the tides just kind of smash against each other and it's rubbing against the rocks. There's a lot happening underneath the ocean, but everyone's getting this beautiful picture. That's how I'm feeling right now. Cielo's running back and forth. There's a lot of screaming. You know, it looks beautiful on the outside, but, you know, we know there's more happening. So that balance between finding balance, honestly, is it really a balance? I think it's more about finding balance. So I feel like that place where the two oceans are meeting, you know, my mental health feels a lot better. I feel like even through everything that happened this week with Cielo being sick, I was still able to find, you know, a little bit of light and not feel too overwhelmed by work and everything else around me. What about you, Jamie?
Guys, I think it's only appropriate for the last episode. I'm actually doing okay. I'm doing good. I pulled it together by the last episode, but I'm doing all right. Overall, okay. I'm just excited to start the next week and see what August has to bring. As for my destination, I would say that I'm at a campsite in front of the fire, about to have some s'mores because I'm feeling tired. So just feeling that heat and just being really relaxed, listening to all the different noises that nature has to offer. That's what I would describe right now for myself.
All right. We are okay, Cielo, you want to tell us how you're feeling? All right. We are very excited that you feel great right now, Jamie. And we also hope that the next week feels just as great as you're feeling right now. We all know that y'all are also, you know, kind of moving through this time of, you know, just being in a pandemic and everything happening in the world. But we also understand that even if there wasn't a pandemic, sometimes life is just, it's just hard. You know, we're all trying to figure it out no matter how old we are, no matter how much we are accomplished. And so much of this podcast, you all know, is us trying to figure out who we are in parenthood. And so that's been super exciting. We want to take this moment to really reflect with you all around some of the challenges, what's worked well, and what we're looking forward to in terms of what's to come next. I feel like one of the things, I'm not going to start with challenges, but I'm going to start with one of the things that I've appreciated, I think, is unintentionally, we've been really unedited. A part of that is just, you know, we live in different time zones, 3-hour time difference. And it's sometimes really hard. I mean, it's always really challenging to find a good time that feels appropriate. And it's been beautiful to be able to listen back to the seasons and hear Cielo falling or, you know, just in the background. And I think for me to even witness Jamie and I's friendship when she's like, come on, Jody, or be nice, you know, that's a reminder to me of, once again, when I get wrapped up in the midst of all the stuff. And so what I've really appreciated, I think, is to be able to witness our friendship as an outsider insider and the unedited nature that we bring to this podcast, where so much of my life, and I know for you, Jamie, too, a little bit has been really about perfecting things. You know, we want things to be perfect. We have timelines. Most of our lives have been mapped out. And, you know, when we entered into the space, we decided to launch it because we realized there was never going to be a perfect moment. So that's what I appreciate. And I think some of the challenges, you know, we've talked about this, that we have a really specific audience, and no matter how nuanced we show up in terms of our separate perspectives and our similar perspectives, you know, it's interesting to reflect on who's listening to the podcast. I have a lot of friends in my community that aren't parents, and especially Black men that are like, I'm bigging you up, I'm loving this, keep doing your thing, sis. And it's also challenging to think about who we know we want to speak to and who is it really reaching. And that's just a real honest moment that as two Black women of Caribbean descent, not really having many spaces where we saw ourselves represented, especially in relationship to parenthood, and knowing that we wanted to start this podcast and a website, which will, you know, soon to come, to really share our stories and ask questions. And so I think one of the challenges, I'm being really transparent, is how do we create this as a space for everyone and also recognize that there are voices and experiences on the margins that we want to be able to center through this journey. So for me, that's what I see as kind of what our challenges have been and one of the real joys of doing this podcast together. So it's an interesting reflection, and I would love to hear for you, Jamie, what are some things that you feel like have been challenging and also what have been some of the joys of season one?
Something that I think is just goes back to the basics of how we got here. And I appreciate that conversation that we had. When was this? Was it last year?
Was technically? It? Technically, yeah.
Technically, legally. But it was last year. And it was just like a very basic, random conversation. And I appreciate how we have had like something that was very abstract and have now completed an entire season of a podcast and worked through challenges like scheduling. Like, we are 3 hours apart. I'm 3 hours ahead of you. You're 3 hours behind me, you know, working through that. We are both working full time plus do additional work on the side, plus being full-time mothers, just juggling everything else. And we still make sure that we show up for one another outside of the podcast and while we're recording. So those challenges, it's hard for me to spend much time reflecting on them just because I've seen so much growth and so much positivity that has allowed us to completely work past those and to produce something that's real, something that's raw, something that we both enjoy and we love. So those are some things that I definitely appreciate. I mean, I know at the beginning, girl, I was walking on the AirPods and it just wasn't working. So I had to get the right mic because I sounded like I was in a microwave. But I'm glad that we were able to work through that one because that was a challenge. And as season two, we're going to just refine everything and just get better and better.
I thank you for that, Jamie. Jamie kept really talking about the microwave and I was like, I didn't think of that, but I appreciate that. I think that, you know, we've always had a strong friendship and never had to check in with each other like every single day, maybe even just a few times a year, honestly, especially when we were both in grad school. And, you know, it never feels like there's any pressure, but I do think that this podcast has definitely strengthened so much of our friendship. You know, I've always witnessed you be a parent, and I still think that you are an incredible human, an incredible parent. I was really witnessing Jamie from the outside because I wasn't a parent, and I was like, wow, this, you know, this is amazing. And you take a lot of joy in your role as a parent very serious, and I continue to learn from you. And I do appreciate that we can connect outside of the podcast as well. It never feels like there's this way that we can't balance the podcast and our friendship. And I think one of those things is, you know, I made a post on the Maternity Leave Facebook page that this isn't a passion project. It's so much more than that. It's really us creating space for folks to witness us as two friends on this parenting journey, right? So we're on a parenting journey and we're also friends and we're just full human beings and we're figuring out how do we show all of those things and bring that to the plate in the podcast. And so I appreciate that it strengthened a lot of our friendship. And I also wonder how many other Black women, if I'm being real, you know, maybe Black men on some level have space to reflect as they're on this journey. If I was by myself and not having someone to reflect on it with, no matter the support that I have, it would be a lot harder. There are many things I didn't even notice, you know. Even I think about the all of our episodes really resonate with me, but definitely the mom guilt one, because meanwhile we were recording, I was also reflecting on things that I carried with me that I didn't think about previously. And as I heard you share, Jamie, it also made me think about like, whoa, I might just change what I just said 2 seconds ago because there's this new learning. And so I just think about the beauty that we get to have this space to really just reflect, and also how important that reflection is for mental health. There are many days where I feel like I'm running myself into the ground, but I know that there's spaces like this and others where I can just take a moment to breathe and say, what happened? You know, what was that like? Or when I just want to yell at my kid if we're keeping it real. And then I get reminded by community, Jamie, who's like, she needs a hug. And I'm like, no, she don't. And Jamie's like, yes, she does. And to have that moment of pause and that moment of grace where it isn't shame, like you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. So a lot of the episodes, particularly that one, Mom Guilt, really resonates with me. What's an episode for you, Jamie?
For sure. As you said, the Mom Guilt episode, I think it's just because it's something that I have struggled with and continue to struggle with. I'll always have like my sister who lives with me will remind me when I have those periods of doubt or I'm having that negative thought. She'll say, do you need to go listen to the episode or something like that? Do I need to remind you what you were talking about? And I've even had like people, you know, reach out and say, wow, like that really makes sense, especially the part I've had 3 or 4 people say, like, that part where you talked about being a professional and being able to figure everything out, but it just be a moment of hesitance when you're a parent and doing it during that has been very special to me. So I hope to continue to develop those skills that we talk about, not just in the podcast, but practicing that in real life.
Absolutely. That was definitely an aha moment. And I'll say too, I think that there's the real part of like birthing when we talk about birthing in the traditional sense, although there are many different ways for people to give life. You know, we're all birthing something. Yeah.
Hold on. Period. You like, we're all birthing something. You don't actually like need to give birth. Like that is so inclusive. Like we all are birthing something. Like everybody is special. They have their own little thing that they're delivering into the world. That is so nice. I like that.
I'm keeping this. Sorry, you know that, right?
No, don't do. You stay lively. That was great. Oh my gosh. Okay, say it. But that was fabulous. Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Jamie, because for me, that was also a moment of reflection. And it also makes me just think about, you know, this podcast, this journey that we're on together, that even for folks who haven't birthed it from their bodies, although we know that there are many different ways to give birth, I think that we're all birthing something. And there was a way that I was probably birthing something that I didn't even think about, right? Like there's something that grows. And then there's a moment that you bring it into the world. And so I hope that a lot of what we've shared in different episodes at the end of each episode, where we share a learning, that there's something you take from that. I know in episode 1 or 2, I talked about how many of the ways that I've grown as a parent are ways I needed to grow in life before, that I needed to shift my thinking and no longer feel like I had to be defined by my work. Or practicing patience or practicing joy. Those are things that I've needed to do my whole life. Like the person who I am now is who, or the person that I'm seeing myself as now is who I've always needed to be. It wasn't the right moment, but these different things on my path, you know, prepared me to be a parent. Although there are many moments where I feel like, I don't have it, you know. But the reality is my experiences have brought me to this very place. And that was my preparation. That was my 9 months, which of course lasted a few years. And so in many ways, I say that we're all birthing something because I think many times there's a calling that, or sometimes even a push that we don't respond to because we feel like we are incapable, or we're afraid to take that risk. And a part of that was becoming a parent for me. I was afraid to take the risk and trying to figure it out rather than going on the journey. And so I think it's important, while we are speaking to folks on a parenting journey, and many times mothers, right, because that is a part of the identity that we embody, recognizing that we hope there are things you also learn from this about how to just be. And in many more episodes and things that we're going to be doing, we want to create space for just that being, that while we embody identities as parents, we are so much more than that. And we're going to bring those perspectives in as well. So what does it mean to show up as complex human beings, spirits, bodies? And so, you know, I present that as a moment for you to think about, what am I carrying? And when is the moment that thing needs to be birthed, you know, or delivered into this world? Yeah, you want to add anything, Janie, before we kind of give them a little bit of taste of what's to come next?
I just want to start by saying I'm like a two-word person, like period. I don't really talk that much. So I am going to also practice engaging more and giving my perspective and taking everything that's in my brain and delivering it to you guys. Yeah, I'm a two-worder. Like, I just say, and then I'm quiet after that. Got to work on that. Working on it.
That's very true. We've been pushing Jamie to take the lead on episodes. She's been doing amazing. Y'all, Jamie has so many incredible ideas. You know, so the two words will extend to sentences. And I'm a ranter, so I'll be trying to connect like 10 different things in my New York Jamaican style. So it's a reminder to slow down. And that's another thing in life that I just need to work on. Slowing down. Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Thank you very much. So Jamie, do you want to talk a little bit about some of our expectations for next season, which I know we are both super duper excited for?
Yes. So something that we talked about very actually early on in season one, but we knew, okay, let's work through season one and see how it goes and then move forward, is bringing other individuals into our podcast episodes, other moms, other dads, just other people that are, like Jody said, birthing some great things, and bring them into the community and share resources with everybody. I think that's a phenomenal idea. We know our parenting experiences because we get to talk to each other, but it'd be great to interact and share stories of some of our listeners. And like I said, other people that we really care about and we know that do great work.
And so if you're interested in sharing your story, definitely link up with us. We're also going to be doing a monthly feature connected to that on our Instagram, where we have a feature of the month just to share a little bit about who they are in their life and also to share some reflections and advice with others. And our hope is also to launch the website by the next season, where we can share some of our writing and maybe provide reflections to questions that we had when we began our journey, and maybe some questions that we're still carrying. Thank you all so much for all of your support. Aside from listening, we hope that you also review the podcast, because that allows for us to be more visible. You can review it on Apple, and you can also leave a comment on Apple. So just continue to follow the podcast, share, and also share our Instagram page with folks, ma.ternityleave. You know, so yeah, I'm just super excited to be doing this with Jamie and super excited for what's to come next. So we're going to do some rapid fire questions to close it out so you can get to know us a little bit more. I'm going to go first and then Jamie's going to go next, and we're going to riff off each other. All right. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate. Choose one. Maid or chef?
Chef. Oh, yeah, it's my turn. Ocean or mountain?
Ocean. How about you?
Ocean.
Okay.
Your turn.
All right. So do you watch Naked and Afraid?
No. Have you watched it?
I have watched it.
Is it good?
So, okay. So if you had to be like dropped off at this random, this is not rapid fire. This is slow. Okay. you dropped off at this random location. You are fucking naked, right? You can bring two things with you. What would you bring?
A water purifier thing.
Oh my God.
And something that already has music on it that never dies. Like, it won't die. It's satellite energy. So I'll have clean water and I'll be dancing, having a party.
There you go.
All right. That was a good one. I'm going to start watching Naked and Afraid. All right. Know, next question for you is, what is your dream job?
My dream job, I would be absolutely happy and I'd make a lot of money and have a lot of time. And I wouldn't really be working because I'd be too busy having so much fun.
I thought you were going to say something different. So that was interesting.
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you was going to say being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, no, I would love that. But I'm just like, who am I cashing in those checks from? I should have said
if money wasn't an option.
Oh, okay, there you go. Okay, then I would absolutely do that. But yeah, no.
Yeah,
capitalism. Just something, yeah. Yes, it sure is. It sure is.
All right, here we go.
Childhood nickname.
Jackie.
So I think I speak on behalf of everyone. We need to know how that came about.
Oh my God, my mom is going to be so embarrassed. I apologize, mommy. So in Jamaica, a Jackie back is a horse. So if you give somebody a Jackie back, like a horseback ride, we just say Jackie back. Don't know the origin, might Google it afterwards. I left Jamaica when I was 6. That means like when I was like 3-4 years old, y'all, I was a runner. She's a runner. She's a track star. I was running everywhere. Let me tell you, even one time out down to my primary school, you had to take a taxi. I was in the country. I don't know why my taxi driver was at my house. I don't know what happened, but I get in the man's car. I go down to the school. I have a backpack. He goes, "Your mom know where you're going?" I said, "Yeah, thank you, bye." I hop out that car so fast. My mom didn't know where I was. She was calling down everybody. And then finally she called down the school. She said, "Yeah, Jody's down here watching the show. There was like a little concert." I got clothes in my bag and everything. And then everybody's like, "What's going on?" And yeah, so since I was a kid, I was running everywhere, running away. I was always running. I mean, I still do that now. And then I got the nickname Jackie. So yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I might start calling you that now.
What was it? Did you have a nickname?
Bag of Bones, because I was mad skinny.
That's fellow Caribbean.
You know they're not calling me that now.
Yo, it's funny because people...
What you laughing at?
I tell you, because you laugh. So I laugh. But the thing is, Caribbean people will call you things that have nothing to do with your names. If my name wasn't so common, I would have some crazy nickname. Like, I know people, right, when you hear their name, you're like, "What?" But you call them, don't worry about it. It don't have to correlate. It just, you know, somebody's a driver, you call them driver. Somebody's a chef, you call them chef. It's very strange.
Chef,
it's a running
joke. Chef man.
Very true. All right. Your question time, right? Or my question?
I don't know.
I think it's my
question. No, that was my question. That was, yeah, it's your turn.
All right. Favorite thing about being a parent?
The growth. I just, like I said, every day I'm looking for new ways that I could be a better parent. So definitely that.
How about you? One more?
What about you, Jody?
Favorite thing about being a parent?
Yeah.
Joy. I think that I've found joy. Like, I think for the first time in my life, what is your favorite place to shop?
Online.
Okay, what store?
I don't know. I haven't bought clothes in that long. I wear scrubs, girl. I wear scrubs. Oh, for the baby. Yeah. Oh, Gap. I buy pretty much all his clothes from Gap.
Okay. We're on the same wave. You already know I be on that Old Navy all the time. So, every Sunday, Lord, help me, please. They always got a good sale. Awesome. Old Navy, sponsor us. Thank you. Well, we thank you all for that. You can also answer these rapid fire questions when you leave a comment on our social media, Instagram, Facebook, maternity leave, ma.ternity leave. And don't forget to also rate us on Apple Podcasts, listen to us on Spotify. We are just so excited to be wrapped with season one, but season two, we are coming at you even harder, better, faster, stronger. It's going to be beautiful. And you're going to hear from some amazing people in our lives. If you know someone that should be featured on season two, feel free to send us a message. We do read and respond. Thank you, Maternity Leave family.
Thank you, everybody. We love you so much. Peace.